Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled The Lord's Supper, A Reminder of Our Mission. I begin by quoting from Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75 from the New Living Translation. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. The Exodus marked the beginning of the nation of Israel. It was launched on Passover, which 50 days later was followed by the first Pentecost at Mount Sinai, where God gave the law. The church was launched by the fulfillment of Passover at the crucifixion of Christ Jesus, which was followed 3 days later by his glorious resurrection and 50 days afterward by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church, on the new covenant fulfillment of Pentecost. Two very important principles directly apply to us as new covenant followers of Christ regarding the Lord's Supper. First of all, it is a gospel memorial. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26 reads, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.' In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement, our covenant, confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again.'" Communion is an ongoing gospel memorial to Jesus, the true Passover lamb. Just as the blood of that first Passover lamb was smeared on the doorpost and lintels of the homes of the Israelites to protect them from God's judgment, Jesus, our Passover, shed his blood to deliver us from God's judgment against our sin. We deserved condemnation and death, but it fell on Jesus instead. Communion is a symbolic proclamation or announcement of the good news that Jesus died for our sins. The Jews celebrate Passover with a feast once a year, but Christians remember what Jesus accomplished for us as the true Lamb of God over and over again throughout the year. Second, it's a mission reminder. Matthew 28, 19 through 20 reads, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." God set Israel free from the oppressive power of Pharaoh and Egypt in one glorious event. But bringing them into the land of promise and transforming them into a nation that would bring glory and honor to God was much more difficult and is still ongoing. Setting people free is easier than getting them to use their freedom to serve God from the heart. Today, followers of Christ are faced with the same challenge as the Israelites of old. Will we use our freedom in Christ to serve God, or just go do our own thing? We have a distinct advantage over the Israelites, however. The Holy Spirit indwells every believer, giving each of us the internal desire and ability to serve him. Jesus is not only the risen Lamb of God who suffered for and died for our sins, he is also the ascended, glorious Lord of Lords, who poured out his Spirit on the church to commission and empower her to fulfill the Great Commission. When we share communion, it is a chance for us to recommit ourselves to serve the Lord with all our hearts by taking the gospel to the ends of the earth and making disciples as we go.